quantum computing landscape shifted subtly today, September 15, 2025, with several key developments signaling a maturing industry. While no dramatic algorithmic breakthroughs were announced from the usual tech giants, a confluence of hardware, investment, and collaborative initiatives paints a picture of steady progress toward practical quantum applications. This post breaks down the most significant news of the day. Quantum Motion delivers first full-stack silicon, CMOS quantum computer. Most impactful announcement of the day came from Quantum Motion, a company focused on developing scalable quantum computing solutions. Quantum Motion announced the delivery of what they describe as the industry's first full-stack silicon, CMOS quantum computer. This represents a significant milestone, moving beyond specialized superconducting qubit designs to leverage the established semiconductor manufacturing ecosystem. Crucially, the computer utilizes standard 300 silicon CMOS chip fabrication processes, the same technology used to produce billions of conventional computer chips. This approach has the potential to dramatically accelerate the development of quantum hardware. Traditionally, building quantum computers has relied on highly specialized and expensive fabrication processes, often involving cryogenic temperatures and exotic materials. By utilizing CMOS, Quantum Motion is aiming to reduce the cost and complexity of manufacturing, paving the way for more accessible and scalable quantum computing. Details regarding the computer's qubit count, coherence times, and performance metrics were not immediately available at the time of this report, but Quantum Motion representatives indicated that the initial prototype demonstrates promising results. 4. NVIDIA's MVentures doubles down on quantum investment. Continuing its strategic push into quantum computing, NVIDIA, through its venture arm MVentures, announced further investments in several startups. The most notable investment was a significant injection of capital into Kiera, a company specializing in quantum algorithm development. This move underscores NVIDIA's growing recognition of the strategic importance of quantum technologies and its intention to integrate quantum capabilities with its existing AI and GPU businesses. NVIDIA's strategy appears to be centered on leveraging its dominance in AI and high-performance computing to accelerate the development and adoption of quantum solutions. The exact financial terms of the investment were not disclosed, but analysts believe this represents a substantial commitment from NVIDIA to the quantum space. 2. Hybrid quantum classical computing takes center stage, QuantWare and CDSE collaboration. Collaborative effort between QuantWare, a European quantum hardware company, and India's Center for Development of Advanced Computing, CDSE, has been announced. The two organizations have entered into a letter of intent, LOI, to co-develop hybrid quantum computing technologies. This initiative is specifically targeted at supporting government initiatives focused on leveraging quantum computing for various applications. The core focus of this collaboration is the development of hybrid quantum classical computing models. These models are considered crucial for achieving practical quantum advantage, the point at which quantum computers can demonstrably outperform classical computers for specific tasks. The LOI suggests a joint exploration of algorithms and architectures that can effectively combine the strengths of quantum and classical computing systems. This approach is widely seen as a pragmatic pathway to realizing the potential of quantum computing in the near term. 3. Regional quantum hubs gain momentum. New Mexico focuses on North American leadership. Beyond individual company developments, broader ecosystem growth is evident. Efforts to establish regional quantum computing hubs are gaining traction, with New Mexico emerging as a key contender for leadership within North America. This momentum is fueled by several factors, including federal support through initiatives like the Quantum Benchmarking Initiative, spearheaded by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. The Quantum Benchmarking Initiative aims to establish standardized benchmarks for evaluating quantum computer performance, a critical step towards fostering competition and innovation. The initiative involves a collaborative network encompassing universities, national labs, and a diverse range of companies, including IBM, Google, Amazon, and Quantinuum. This reflects a growing recognition of the need for a robust and interconnected quantum ecosystem. The involvement of these major players highlights the increasing seriousness with which the industry is approaching the development and deployment of quantum technologies. 1. No new algorithmic breakthroughs reported asterisk. Notably, September 15, 2025, saw no specific new algorithmic breakthroughs or updates reported from IBM, Google, or Microsoft. This suggests that the focus remains on hardware development and foundational research, with the major players continuing to refine their existing approaches rather than announcing revolutionary new algorithms. Summary of developments: September 15, 2025. In summary, September 15, 2025, was a day marked by incremental but significant advancements in the quantum computing landscape. Quantum Motion's delivery of the first full-stack silicon CMOS quantum computer represented a major hardware breakthrough. NVIDIA continued its strategic investments in quantum startups, particularly Kyra. A collaborative initiative between Quantware and CDSE focused on hybrid quantum classical computing. Furthermore, momentum continued to build around regional quantum hubs, exemplified by the strengthening of the quantum benchmarking initiative in New Mexico. Despite the lack of major algorithmic breakthroughs from the established tech giants, the day's developments collectively paint a picture of a maturing industry moving steadily towards practical applications. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.